Dark Core Harmony Foundations, Advanced Session. In this lesson, we're not chasing pretty chords, we're building pressure, implied tonality, controlled dissonance, the kind of harmony that feels like a haunted warehouse under a rolling brake and a big sub. We're going to build a 32-bar, drop-ready harmonic framework in Ableton Live using only stock devices. You'll end up with a main chord stab progression, a drone that becomes the room, a sub and res relationship that doesn't ruin the harmony, and a second stab that acts like call and response. And we'll talk about the mixing and arranging moves that keep all that readable at 174 BPM. Set your tempo to 174. Now choose a root. F or F sharp are both great for weight. I'm going to assume F, and we'll use F harmonic minor as the home base. F, G, AB, BB, C, DB, E. That E is the key piece. It's the leading tone that gives harmonic minor that evil pull. Before you write anything, do the boring setup that saves you later. Create three groups. Harmony for stabs and pads, bass for sub and res, and drums even if you're not programming the full groove yet. Dark Core is all about controlling density, and grouping makes that possible. Now let's define the harmonic language. Think in function, not chord names. In Dark Core, the ear doesn't need to clearly identify this is I, this is V. It hears gravity. Where does the leading tone resolve? Where does a tritone appear and disappear? Which pitch stays as the anchor across hits? In F harmonic minor, your key colors are F minor is home, C major is the V chord, and it's nasty specifically because it contains E natural. Then you've got the diminished connector, E diminished, which is E, G, BB. That's a classic horror tension shape, and it wants to pull somewhere. You can also borrow that B2 flavor, like GB major-ish colors, even if it's technically outside. And BB minor as Roman 4 is a perfect gloom chord. We're going to write a progression that feels inevitable, not jazzy. The trick is voice leading. If every chord jumps to a totally new shape, you don't get dread, you get a chord chart. A good rule of thumb for Menace, keep two voices within a minor third of where they were, and move one voice by a semitone. Alright, build the main stab instrument. Make a new MIDI track and name it Stab 1. Load wave eatable, oscillator 1, a saw. Give it a small unison, like two voices around 20-30%, oscillator 2, square or saw, detune it a hair so it has teeth, but doesn't turn into a super saw trance thing. Put a low pass filter on it, something like MS2 or PRD. Set the cutoff somewhere, between 2.5 and 6K depending on how bright you want it. Now the amp envelope is crucial. We want a short stab that leaves a tail. Set attack basically instant, 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 250 to 450 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, so it's not holding. Release about 120 to 220 milliseconds. You want it to speak, then get out of the way, because the space is going to carry it. After wave eatable, add saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. This is the make it feel like hardware step, and it helps it cut through drums. Then add auto filter. Low pass, 12 or 24. Add a small negative envelope amount so the filter closes down after the initial hit. That gives you a pluck-like motion without making it bouncy. Now hybrid reverb. This is a big Dark Core moment. Choose hall. Keep shimmer off. We're not doing angelic pads. We're doing concrete. Set decay around 2.5 to 5.5 seconds. High cut around 4 to 7K so the tail stays dark. Low cut around 180 to 300 HC so the reverb doesn't eat your subspace. Mix around 10 to 25% if it's on the channel. Teacher tip, I recommend putting this reverb on a return track instead, so you can do reverb throws per hit. That's a huge part of the genre. Finish the chain with EQ8. High pass somewhere between 150 and 250. If it's harsh, notch a little around 2 to 4K. Optional grit, a tiny bit of redux, just enough to roughen the edges, not enough to destroy the pitch. Now we write the progression. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on stab 1. Rhythm first, for a two-step friendly feel, try offbeats like this. In bar 1, put hits on 1.2 and 1.4. In bar 2, hits on 2.2 and then a slightly cheeky syncopation like 2.3.3. The point is the stabs dance around the kick and snare and let the reverb glue the spaces. Now harmony, we'll use 4 chord events across those 2 bars. F minor at 9 as the opener, then E diminished, then C major, then BB minor. But we're not going to play huge block chords. We'll use tight voicings in the mid-register, like C3 to C5. Here are example voicings that voice lead well. For F minor, try AB3, C4, F4. For E diminished, go G3, BB3, E4. Notice what happened. Two notes moved by small steps, and it keeps the shape feeling like it's morphing, not switching. For C major, use G3, C4, E4. Then for BB minor, try AB3, DB4, F4, or if you want the root more obvious, BB3, DB4, F4. As you listen, don't ask is that chord correct. Ask, where is the E going? Where is that EBB tritone showing up? Is there a note that feels like the anchor across hits? That's dark chord thinking. Quick Ableton workflow note, you can use scale fold as a reference, but don't lock yourself into it. Chromatic spice is part of the sound. Dark chord is allowed to be a little illegal. Next, we build the drone. Make a new MIDI track called Drone. Load operator. Start simple, like a sine with a touch of harmonics, and add just a tiny bit of noise. This isn't a lead. It's air and pressure. Give it a slow amp envelope. Attack 200 to 500 milliseconds. Release 2 to 6 seconds. Add auto filter. Low pass around 1 to 2.5k. Put a slow LFO on the cutoff. Maybe 1/8 to 1/4 rate. Small amount. The movement is what makes it feel like a room, not a static tone. Add hybrid reverb for a much longer tail here. Dark hall, decay 6 to 12 seconds. High cut 3 to 6k, low cut 200 Hz. Then add utility. Widen it a bit, like 120 to 160%, but keep the low end controlled. If your utility has bass mono, engage it around 120 to 200 Hz. Now, which notes? This is where you imply the mode. Hold F as a pedal. Then choose one extra note to define the mood. DB gives you bleak. E gives you that unsettling pull. GB gives you pure horror B2 flavor. Start with F plus DB for stable darkness, and then introduce E briefly in transitions, like right before the drop, or on bar 16. That leading tone appearing in the air is a powerful cue. Now the bass. This is where most people wreck their harmony. Dark core harmony fails when the bass tries to be musical in the same range as the stabs, so we're going to split jobs. Sub is the anchor. Res is the fog. Create a sub track. Operator, sine wave. Keep release short, around 80 to 150 milliseconds so notes don't overlap into mud. Add a little saturator, 1 to 3 dB, so it translates on smaller speakers. Add EQ8 and gently low pass around 120 to 180 Hz. Write the sub mostly as F. Keep it minimal, half notes, or a classic two-step pattern that follows the kick. And here's a great advanced move. Occasionally hit E leading into moments where your harmony suggests C major. That's not bassline melody, that's function. It's a tiny threat. Now the Res track. Use wave eatable or analog. Two saws, detuned. Filter it low pass somewhere between 200 and 800 Hz depending how aggressive you want it. Add subtle Cars ensemble or a slow facer flanger for movement. Add saturator and maybe amp for bite. Then EQ8 high pass around 120 to 180 Hz so it never argues with the sub. Key trick, let the Res play one or two notes, often just F, and maybe a passing chromatic note like E or GB. Avoid full chord tones that clearly spell the harmony, because then it starts competing with the stabs. This is harmonic masking on purpose. The Res obscures chord quality, the stab defines it. If both state the full harmony, it gets smaller, not bigger. Next, add a second stab for call and response. Create stab 2. This one should be shorter, more mid-range bite, and less reverb than stab 1 so it punches through. Decay around 120 to 250 milliseconds. Filter a bit more open. Reverb minimal. Harmony-wise, don't write full chords here. Use dyads, two note shapes, or sharp little clusters. Good options. E plus BB for diminished color. C plus DB for semitone tension. AB plus F for a nasty chromatic neighbor moment. Place these as responses. For example, stab 1 hits on 1.2, then stab 2 answers on 1.3.2. That call and response is classic jungle energy, even if your sound palette is more modern. Now arrangement. We want 32 bars that actually drops, not a loop that just sits there. Bars 1 through 8. Intro atmosphere. Drone only, maybe filtered stab tails. Automate the filter on stab 1 gradually opening, even if you're barely playing it. Add distant noise sweeps or texture, but keep harmonic information sparse. Bars 9 through 16. Tension and pre-drop. Introduce stab 1 rhythm quietly. Start bringing in the Res, but high pass it at first so it feels like it's approaching. Drop a single E diminished stab like a warning every 2 bars. That repetition tells the listener something is coming. Bars 17 through 32. The drop. Full drums, sub, Res. Stab 1 on offbeats, stab 2 filling the gaps. Then do something that makes the drop heavier without adding anything. Bars 25 to 26, remove stab 1 briefly and let the drone and bass carry. Basses wait. Finally, bar 32, do a big reverb throw or a long tail into the next section. Automation priorities in Ableton. Reverb send amount for throws, filter cutoff for movement, saturation drive for intensity ramps. You can treat that like a macro, over 16 bars, slightly open the stab filter, add a touch of drive and maybe open the reverb high cut a little so the tail gets brighter and feels more intense, even though the chords didn't change. Now let's protect the harmony with mixing choices. On the harmony group, put EQ 8, high pass 150 to 250. If it's muddy, dip 250 to 450 by 1 to 3 dB. Then glue compressor, 2 to 1, attack 3 to 10 ms. Release on auto and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Don't smash. We want impact and tails, not flatness. Optional saturator on the group, 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on. Sidechain is non-negotiable in DNB. Put a compressor on the stab and drone groups keyed from the kick, or a kick and snare bus. Fastish attack. Release time to groove. The goal is not pumping. It's making micro space so the drums stay the focus. Advanced coach checks. First, check your harmony and mono at low volume. This is huge. In live, throw a utility on the harmony group and hit mono. If it collapses into mud, you have too many notes, too much reverb low end, or too much stereo width in the low mids. Fix it by reducing note density, high passing the sides more aggressively, and filtering the reverb return. Second, micro timing. Try nudging your stab MIDI slightly late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds, or use track delay. That makes it feel like the drums are dragging the harmony, which is genre accurate and surprisingly heavy. Third, think about illegal notes as a signature. Pick one outside pitch, often GB or natural A, and reserve it for bar 16 or bar 32. If it happens everywhere, it stops being special. If it shows up only at key moments, it becomes identity. If you want to go even more advanced, try planing. Take one tight voicing, like G, BB, E, and move it in parallel semitones for 2 to 4 hits. Don't fix it to the scale. The movement is the hook. Just keep the drone and sub stable so the planing doesn't sound random. Or try chromatic approach chords, a short, low-velocity approach hit a semitone above or below, then the full land chord. That's especially effective right before a bar line or a snare. For sound design extra darkness, make the stab tail part of the harmony. Put frequency shifter after your reverb, or on the reverb return. Set fine to plus 10 to plus 40 Hz. Tiny. Feedback near 0 to 10%. Mix very low. This audio version is shortened for playback.